In a world completely overrun by inane media, there are podcasts that rise above the rest. This is not one of those. Two middle-aged white guys from Middle America talk about random shit for about an hour or so. This is the Magical Talking Hat.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Good, because we started.
Oh.
Hello. William.
Also, hello, people. William just got here, so.
Yeah, I'm fresh through the door.
Hello, and welcome to the Magical Talking Hat. Episode 27 that will hopefully make it to the real world. I say hopefully because my computer has just done something crazy. Bless me. and I'm not sure what it is, but basically the screen, the display is kind of messed up. The blacks look green and all the icons are just kind of fuzzy and have garbled junk on them. But it still appears to be functional, and I did a little test playback earlier, and it sounds okay, so hopefully this will work. Anyway, welcome to the Magical Talking Hat podcast, episode 27, podcast about a magical talking hat that has its own email address that we check, and then we talk about the things you write in until we're bored. I am Tony.
And I'm William.
And this is the second half of our first year. We grow up so fast.
Now, you people who have just joined us might be confused. The hat, when you write into the hat's email address, which is what now? The email address for the hat?
The email address for the hat, I'm glad you asked that, is themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com.
When you send a message to that email, something magical happens.
Yes.
We have a hat that Tony found that...
Wait, why you gotta say I found the hat? We found the hat.
Well, okay, we won't get into that. But anyway, so when you reach into the hat, there are little pieces of paper in there. Actually, they're like 3x5, half of a 3x5
yes.
card.
Yes, it's and a 3x2.5 card.
2.5, sorry. And then when you...
Well, no, it's half of one.
Half so of one of those. So when you pull it out, it has stuff written on it, which happens to be stuff from the email address. So the hat is like checking the email. It's somehow, you know, inscribing these questions, sometimes in a digested form, because sometimes the actual questions we come to find out can be really long.
And the hat gets writer's cramp.
Yeah, and so it gets on this little thing, and then we pull it out and we read it. So the hat is determining, in a way, what we talk about, but you are too,
yes.
Because the hat is basing what it gives us upon what you send it. So,
yes.
It's really not as complicated as I just made it sound.
No, but apparently our new rule is every 6 months we reinforce the premise, so there we go.
You never know. I mean, after you get so many episodes, you know...
People forget what it's about.
Well, it's not so much that people forget.
It stopped being about the hat instead of being about the...
No, new people, you know, might not understand what really is going
on.
All
our new people. I do think we're getting one back.
Oh, that's good.
One who was behind who is now catching up, I believe. And we might even get one who stopped back around episode 2 because he left the civilization and went to hike along the Pacific Coast Trail. But is back now. I saw him this week. We had lunch with him. And he's back and has a really huge beard at the moment. And so he may start listening. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Is he going to keep the beard?
I don't think so, which makes me sad. I mean, it is a little hardcore beard right now, like serious Grizzly Adams. And I said, like, you know, you should trim it, especially the mustache. The mustache is big handlebar looking thing.
Oh.
But I think it looks good with a beard. So I think if he just trimmed it, it could work for him. And he suffers a little bit like I do from the whole baby face thing. When I don't have a beard, you've never seen me without a beard.
When I don't have one,
I look incredibly young.
Well, I mean, I've seen photographs of you without a beard.
Yeah, probably not too many of those either.
No.
So, William, how was your week?
Oh, it was just swell. How was your week?
My week was fairly good. I just wanted to check and make sure. But that's not right at all. I want to make sure we don't have the same problem we had last week. We do! Okay, let me fix that. Oh, this is going
to
get me
That was really headache. Strange. I actually went ahead and listened to it.
How did it come out?
It was just a very weird moment. Everything was kind of rolling along, and then bang, it was different. Like, you could tell several minutes had gone by of us talking about something completely different.
Uh-huh.
And then we were...
But otherwise it were, I mean, it was relatively clean otherwise.
Well, it was like an hour and 1 minute or something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The time was good.
Well, I figured that phantom third track where I first tried it and we had like 4 seconds of that I couldn't seem to get rid of, I discovered it wasn't an issue because I just turned the volume down all the way on that track. Okay. And then it was fine.
Well,
For those of you, Mark, asking why I didn't just, you know, stitch them together and do all this brilliant stuff, because I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. I hit the record button. I have become enough of a genius to figure out how to put them in relation to each other. I totally don't know how to stitch them together or even how to delete a track once I've got more than one track on there. And I only very recently figured out how to adjust volumes on it. So that's why, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I made it up. So I hope that explains it to you.
Well, he's known us both for a very long time.
Yes.
So he might have reasons to think that we know what we're doing, but anybody who's...
No, he's known me for a very long time. He should know...
Yes, but in various contexts when you knew perfectly well what you were doing.
Both that I don't know what I'm doing and that I don't care to. Like, not a fuck was given the entire podcast. Like,
But I'm sure you have other things to report from your week.
Yes, let me see. I have managed to go... I am now on book 11 of the Dresden Files, which
means you were able to crack
open
your...
No, I haven't had a chance yet, but now I officially can, and we'll start, if not tonight, this weekend. I'm very excited about that. And book 10 was good.
By the way, break open his Dresden Files.
My Dresden Files RPG books.
RPG books.
That I bought a while ago and have been sitting here waiting for me to finish book 10 so that I could read them without spoilers. A couple little things notwithstanding, book 10 may be my favorite in the series so far.
Hmm.
Although book 7 is pretty awesome.
Hmm.
Book 7 appears to be a popular one and called Deadbeat. But I think book 10... And Mark, who was asking about finding one that's good, do not skip ahead. It's... I know they're built to sort of be standalone, maybe, but really, no. It's... Too many things change from book to book, and yeah, you will really mess yourself up if you don't read them in order. So if you're gonna continue to read them in order. Please trust me on this. Yeah. And last night... We went over to, again, we've been there like 3 times now, to the place that used to be Rick's, that is now Two Dogs Brew Pub.
Oh, just up the road there.
Yeah, we had a planned thing, and some coworkers and us went there and hung out and drank and ate and played games.
Oh.
We played Kill Dr. Lucky, which I had never played before, which is pretty fun. And we played the farming game, which you'll see over there, in fact.
I've played Kill Dr. Lucky.
You have?
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting game.
And it's pretty fun. And you played the farming game also.
Yes.
Yes.
At work.
You and I were introduced to it at the same time, I believe.
Very interesting game.
Yes.
I'm surprised that we don't own it. I'm sure
we got a lot of attention at the bar while playing it. Yeah. There, a lot of people came over. What are you guys playing? I don't think it was that game over Kill Dr. Lucky. I think it was based on the time we got there. I think we were playing the farming game when a lot of people showed up and started drinking and lowering their inhibitions enough to come and ask us. But we're probably going to do it. Well, we're going to do it again this Tuesday, but we're probably going to do it once every couple weeks or something like that.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be. And I like them. And they finally got those reward cards they were going to get. That don't cost anything. You just have a card and then they ring up how much you spent and you'll get like discounts and free stuff and things. And we like that. We were always big Rick's people and we like you guys better, so.
I didn't know that you were You went to Rick's a lot.
Rick's was our primary, I don't feel like cooking tonight place.
Really?
And Trish and I frequently don't feel like cooking.
Huh.
Yeah, so we were there a lot.
But there, not just right in the parking lot, right next to there is a sushi place, or right across from there.
Well, not right across. I mean, near.
Yeah.
But two things. One, Oyama is much more expensive.
Oh, it's expensive, sure.
Much more expensive. And two, in general, Trish doesn't tend to go for Japanese food.
But there's also McDonald's right there.
Trish hates McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
And Rick's was better than McDonald's.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I don't really know very much about Rick's. I think we went there once.
For just bar and grill kind of place. But I mean, yeah, there's a difference. I don't want to cook. Let's go to a local spot where we sit down and have menus and stuff like that versus I don't want to cook, let's go to McDonald's. Like, yeah, no, we don't tend to do that too much. Sometimes we do, but yeah, but I would recommend the new place. Two Dogs is what it's called.
So what happened to Rick's? I mean,
he sold it.
Oh, okay.
Rick apparently had been looking to sell for a while. It's hard to tell. I was like, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Because Rick always seemed happy, but Rick also was never sober that I saw him. So I was like, is that covering up bad things or what? But apparently, yeah, he'd been looking to sell for a while just because he was tired of it. And this guy really had wanted to open his own place, so now he has.
Well, okay then.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So for the three of you who live around here, there's your interesting story. The rest of you, too bad. You got to listen anyway. maybe if the Quad Cities people come down sometime, we'll all go over to Two Dogs. And you can get yourself a black bean burger.
Wow, yeah. That sounds
all good. Their burgers, they're big on these different kinds of burgers, and all their burgers can be gotten as beef, turkey, a grilled chicken breast, or a black bean chipotle patty, I believe. So many options.
Yeah, for I think you told me that before.
I did just before you left last week, I told you.
Yeah, I should maybe.
But we were not recording then, so the world didn't know, but now the world knows.
If they have a website, you should link it on.
But yeah, blog. We did the thing. We did the Two Dogs. I should do that. Yeah, we did the Two Dogs thing last night. So we haven't done date night this week. It's going to be this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And I think we may go see the movie Drive.
Okay.
Which looks really good. The title notwithstanding, I'm really tired of movies called Drive. There have been at least three of them in the last 10 years, and that is too many. To my opinion. But yes, so this one with Ryan Gosling looks kind of cool. And it seems to be getting really good reviews, so we may check that out. Especially because there's not a lot of other shit that looks good out there. So,
see, we watched this week we watched a film with Russell Crowe.
Narrow that down.
And his wife was in jail for murder.
Oh, God, yes. Oh. I don't remember what it's called, but he decides to break her out of jail. And
golly, what is it called?
Isn't his wife, like, Elizabeth Banks or something?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I just saw that, and I'm like, that's a movie that's just going to make me feel bad the whole time. I don't know how it ends. I don't know if I'll sympathize, but there's just no way I'm not going to feel like shit. But
the last three watching days that
whole,
or something like that?
Whole thing.
I think it's called The Last 3 Days.
Or... How was it?
It was... it's hard to say. You know those films that you watch and it feels like it's one kind of movie for like the first two acts, but then the third act is completely different?
Showgirls.
I suppose.
Showgirls is really like that, dude.
And you just think that, I don't know, you just didn't expect the third act to be like that. And yet, it wasn't like... You didn't feel like the director couldn't figure out what kind of movie he was making. It wasn't like that kind of thing.
You thought it was an intentional switch.
No, it just was... it's hard to describe it. It made sense what happened and how it happened. It's just... It seems like the second act should have ramped up to it better, or the mood and the the style of the third act should have been made consistent somehow.
It turns out they're all in the Matrix, right?
No, no, nothing like that. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil anything. It's just
you should tell me afterwards though, because there's no way in hell I'm ever seeing this movie.
Okay, it was hard to say when it was done. I couldn't decide if it was unevenly put together or if I just didn't see coming some of the things that happened, and I just found that jarring or something.
You're pretty stupid. So.
Well, maybe that's it. So I don't know. I would be interested in anyone else's opinion on it. And we also saw Paul, which I didn't like at all.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of a shame.
I didn't think it was funny at all.
Well, here's the thing. Seeing trailers for it, hearing about it, if it was not Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, I would have never had any interest whatsoever in seeing it.
You know, that's
but
exactly why we
those two
it.
Things and the fact that a lot of other people said they really liked it have made me curious. No, they still have not made me curious enough that I have seen it. I have not seen it yet.
Well, based on those two guys,
yeah,
I decided to give it a look. It was very predictable.
It has a wacky CGI alien. At that point, I'm just
next.
I mean, really. Yeah, I don't
my God. And voiced by Seth.
Yeah, which is always a plus. Don't get me wrong. He does some... I'm really curious. This 50-50 thing that's going to come out with him and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I am curious.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think he errs on the side of shit.
No,
absolutely.
I think that you might like it, though. And
what are you saying? What are you saying about
but
me?
This is why.
What?
Because...
Tits? Lots of tits?
No.
Well, that,
listen
I mean,
to
that
what
helps.
I'm, listen to what I'm trying to say here.
It really won't make things any better.
First of all, one thing I kind of liked about it was it takes place in the United States. And these are British men visiting the United States.
Yes.
And they go to Comic-Con and stuff. And there are some neat little things that kind of revolve around what it's like for them to visit the United States for the first time.
Like
them to come to a Comic-Con.
And I am such an Anglophile that I might find it hilarious.
Exactly.
British guys.
Not only that.
Not dealing
but
with all
I
culture.
I think
where.
This movie well. Was probably... If a British person was watching it, especially in Britain, they probably would have thought it was hilarious. I think there's a lot lost.
Really? But it's an American movie. It's definitely an American film.
Right, but... I just don't know how.
Huh.
There are a lot of the comedy relies on references to American film, particularly American, you know, nerd films.
Okay.
I'd say science fiction, but not all of it is science
yeah,
fiction.
Yeah, but geek stuff.
Yeah. And as someone who's watched a lot of these films or whatever, I found all those jokes to be pretty obvious. And not especially funny. Now, if I were British, however, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I think you're saying it wrong, though.
Well, no, no.
I think it's more if you weren't such a geek.
No. Let me put it another way. As an American film goer, my exposure to film is very narrow to mostly American, very popular films. And I'm someone who actually enjoys a lot of independent film and foreign film, so I'm probably still an exception. But I'm a lot like the average American. My film consumption is very few American, blockbuster hit films, basically. Whereas I presume the typical European film consumer has seen lots of different types of films. They probably
see, and I—that's where I question. I
take in a lot
that.
More foreign film than I have.
I
least,
question that presumption.
At least,
because nowadays I don't think we make as America doesn't make American film. America makes big.
I know that, but at the very least, if you're in Britain, you're going to be exposed to things on the BBC that I'm not exposed to here. For example,
I suppose that's just because you don't have enough cable.
And films like Star Wars and Close Encounters and E.T. and some of these films that were in the 70s. That was just a piece of what British people in the 70s experienced in film and television, but that was like all that I experienced in film and television. Mm. So to me, it's, and not only that, but a lot of the humor in the United States lately on television sitcoms and other things are constantly making reference to those things all the time. So it's not really edgy comedy or whatever to fill your film with a bunch of references to, you know, 70s mm-hmm. science fiction flicks.
Whereas, I still whereas in think Europe, you maybe
might seem more funny.
Over, I think you may be talking up too much this film that you say you don't like. but I haven't seen it, so we'll have to.
I think the things I didn't like about it, you know, are fair criticisms for anyone anywhere. I'm just saying that there were so many jokes that weren't funny to me that I can imagine them being funny to somebody else who has a different.
But that other person is a jerk.
No, that other person probably isn't an American, is what I'm saying.
And therefore a jerk.
No.
America! Fuck yeah!
I'm just saying that it might have played better in the UK. States. Just because the references would have seemed more cheeky and obscure than they did to someone like me.
Cheeky.
Well, that's a perfectly good word.
You heard it here first, people. William hates British people.
I don't hate British people.
He also thinks British people barely know Star Wars and are really proud when they get a reference.
No, I'm saying they know a lot more than Star Wars, so, you know.
No, that's all they know.
It's they've got a lot more stuff going on in their heads, and so Star Wars reference can seem more obscure than someone who's got, like, three films memorized in their head, and Star Wars is one of them.
You heard it, people. He hates Americans. Things all we think about is Star Wars and two other films. I don't know which ones those are. Possibly Empire and Jedi. Possibly My Dinner with Andre and 6 Degrees of Separation. I don't really know why those would be the three films you have in your head, but, you know, it could happen.
Well, the question is, if you went back in time, which three films would you take?
Is that a reference?
Yes.
I don't know that because I'm British. And I'm too full of Bandit Queen and
it's from,
other things.
It's from
in
the
my
time
head.
Machine. He took three books. I believe it was three books with him.
Wait, which time machine?
Jules Verne.
No,
wait,
but
not Jules Verne. H.G. Wells.
Which adaptation?
Oh, that's a good question.
I assume that's not an actual quote from the book.
Well, it might be for all I know, but as I'm saying it, I'm recalling it from a film.
Because it sounds like it would have been from the relatively modern one with Guy Pearce in it. Which is super, super shitty McShitty.
No. It's good. An older one.
If you have a chance to see the newer version of The Time Machine with Guy Pearce, don't. Really, stare at the wall for 2 hours.
Well, I don't know.
Your time is better spent.
I don't know if the one I saw was, you know, the first adaptation or the second one.
I don't know. That one's been adapted a lot.
I mean, it was older, you know, but I don't know, 60s, 70s or something. I don't know.
Okay. So, that was fun. For those of you who heard that, I didn't fart. There was a motorcycle outside. For those of you who didn't hear that, carry on. Do you know that? Have you seen those British signs with, like, the Royal Seal on them that says stay calm and carry on or something like that? It's become sort of a fad. And somebody had one of those signs and it says stay calm and carry on. And then they had one next to it in alternate color scheme but with the same seal, and it said freak out and throw things.
on behalf of the riots, I suppose.
No, actually this was a college thing that they'd had. One was before finals and one was after finals, apparently.
What's that Monty Python had a sketch where police were involved and you could win a t-shirt that said I don't remember.
Gives up.
Something like, what's this all about now, or...
What's all this then?
Yeah, what's all this then? That's right. That's what the t-shirt said. What's all this then? sorry. I thought it was funny when I heard it, and now I can't remember it until you refreshed my memory.
And then gives up.
I didn't technically give up. You helped me.
You gave up. I forced you to.
Okay, fine. I gave up.
I grabbed you by the scruff and said, look at it! Look at it!
Are we done with our weeks?
No, we still have tomorrow.
Okay. Are we going to get to the hat, though?
I thought we would. Okay. You know, whole premise.
That's right! So, you know,
it's ostensibly why we're here.
That's
We don't like each other, but we are forced by the hat to associate and carry out its fiendish plan. Oh, sorry, I said too much. No fiendish plan, just a happy-go-lucky podcast.
Wow.
Does sound a little light.
Yeah. Huh.
We could maybe use some more questions.
Maybe we could.
Now, maybe not an email with 12 really dumb, unthought-out questions in it, but maybe an email with one or two that you get put some effort into, you know?
Something. Put some effort into.
Or at least just haven't quoted a movie. Because, as we've established here, we're not British, so we don't like that. Wait, what? Useless. I got confused. What happens because we're American?
I don't know.
Oh.
Not, no, I guess. Useless trivia man.
Useless trivia man! I don't know if he still listens.
Poses,
he should.
Poses a query.
He should. Useless trivia man, if you're not listening, shame on you. Start listening again. If you are listening, good job. Keep it up. Carry on.
Would you rather? Me, would you rather have?
Would I rather have?
Ready?
Ready. Would I rather have ready?
Someone else's head shoved up your ass, or your head. Up someone else's ass.
Quite easy to me. I'd rather have someone else's head shoved up my ass. I mean, of course. Really? I mean, you know, I mean, I've had things up my ass before, and sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's quite nice.
Yeah, I don't think we needed to know that.
Well, I'm trying to answer the question here. This is for science. But
this is for science?
On the other hand, if you had your head up somebody else's ass, I mean, you couldn't breathe. It would probably smell. It would be bad. I mean, it would not be a good day. I'm not saying I'd feel great
this,
with somebody.
This would you
head.
Rather game?
Yes.
Is I don't get it.
Well, you have to do one or be killed.
But you don't have to.
No, this is the guy with the gun. He has a gun, and he has the forceps. And...
Shoot me.
Oh, William would
seriously,
rather die.
This is ridiculous.
No, 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 but here's the
most
thing.
Most of the things in I Would Rather are things where you would clearly rather get shot in the face
no, okay,
and die
okay.
than do the two things that they're suggesting.
You called his bluff. He's not going to shoot you, but you know what he's going to do? He's got two sets of forceps, and he's got a couple guys, and they're going to help out, and they're going to do it to you both ways. Unless you pick one.
Are there really bullets in his gun?
No, because he doesn't need them now. He just has big, strong men. But it's going to do it both ways. Your head's going up somebody, and somebody's head's going up yours. Unless you pick one.
Unless you pick one.
Because otherwise you get both.
And that's another thing. A lot of times, if you get both, I mean, come on, seriously. You would die. Okay, things would tear. Bleeding, hemorrhaging, death. This is which way would
know.
This is which way would you rather die is
you,
what it is.
You would be amazed how big a
no,
thing
no, 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 no.
that people
no,
can
No, no, I don't play this ridiculous game. Would you rather because it doesn't make any sense.
Did
and
you,
what I
did
don't
you
understand
see
is
human centipede?
Why do people this is what I don't understand. Why do people play this game? Because I've watched this happen. Would you rather, and they make up two really sometimes disgusting things.
Yes.
And
as opposed to this one.
I'm the only person so far I've ever known of who doesn't just answer.
That's because
like,
you're no fun.
What is wrong with you people?
No, it's because you're no fun. It's a fun party game.
Is it?
It is. I'm having fun. My ass is twitching a little bit, but...
Can we move on to something else, please?
Sorry, useless trivia man. You got my answer.
And you got mine.
William apparently would rather have it done both ways. He saw a human centipede, and it really meant a lot to him.
I would rather plot a way to get my hands on the gun and kill everybody present.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they're going to kill me.
No, they're not. They're
yes, they are. All of these
They'll
things are awful,
snorkel.
Terrible things. Would you rather? No offense, useless trivia man, but I just didn't like this one.
Oh! Night of the Living Quad Cityans, I think, because here we have Azure Talon. I think useless Jeremy is from the Quad Cityans. Anyway, Azure Talon. Dear Myth. Doesn't have the T in front. Rude, Blue Claw. Rude.
Yeah, it's not a magical talking cat. It is the magical talking cat.
On the subject of cow tipping.
Okay.
Is 15% appropriate?
No.
No. I think you need more than that, because, yeah. Then, didn't we discuss it, that cow tipping is impossible?
We didn't discuss it. And
I thought, no, not here. You and I, back when we worked together.
Well, it's a joke. It's a...
Yeah, originally. But the supposedly idiot drunk townies have then gone out and attempted to do it. But I thought we discussed that the physics involved makes it essentially impossible.
There are a lot of things that make it impossible. It's a joke that country folk like to, you know, talk about, and then city folk believe it, and then they talk about, well, this is something country folk do, you know, to entertain themselves, and then the country folk laugh.
Yeah, but that. I think it has propagated to the degree that I guarantee you some idiot drunk guys have gone out and attempted to do it.
But
you can't do it, right?
I don't know.
You're our farm correspondent.
Well,
you and your hillbilly people.
You know, the whole question of,
could you push a cow over?
Of course you can push a cow over. Can really? A person, can a single person do it? Well, yeah.
Could like three guys do it? I thought the physics was like something crazy
it's
where you would
really
need
just,
like 20 guys or
it's
something.
It's not just about the physics. It's about, are cows really standing around sleeping and would not, you know.
Well, they do stand and sleep, right?
Well, there's a lot of myths surrounding, you know, certain animals standing and sleeping. I honestly can't remember how it works with cows. But,
bless you.
But it doesn't even matter, because even if a cow was sleeping standing up, it would wake up. And
okay.
there's so many problems with.
But
people
what
believing
if you sneak up on it?
Oh God, whatever. It's just a joke. Nobody really does it. I suppose you're right.
I'm telling you, people do it now. I don't know if they're successful at it, but it's life imitating art here. I guarantee you, people try this now.
I'm not saying smart people. I'm going to state with quite a bit of certainty here, unless the person was assisted by some mechanical means, like they drove a tractor into a cow or used a side loader or something like that. Nobody has ever successfully.
See, this is what I think. This is what I think. And especially only 15%. I mean,
no, yeah,
it
exactly.
would just hang there.
You
would need an elaborate pulley system for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
also it's cheap. It's really cheap. You should always tip your cows more than that.
Yeah. It's a cow, for gosh
yeah.
sakes. I mean,
don't be rude. Blue Claw, you are rude.
And cows aren't even really that intelligent, so if you stiff them, it's not like, what are they going
to
do?
Yeah, you're mean to mentally challenge.
Yes.
Really?
That's kind of what it is.
Stop. Blue Claw, stop picking on the handicapped. What is wrong with you?
You know, he went to art school and thinks he's better than everybody else.
You're so rude. We're trying to do a nice, nice show, a family show. For fuck's sake. And all you can do is just make fun of poor, defenseless cows. Really. I mean, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
Something against the bovine race, I guess.
Did that sound like a cow? I didn't mean it to, but I suppose it worked.
That was a little rude, too. I don't impersonate cows.
I didn't do it on purpose. That's how I talk.
Pretty soon you'll be putting on a cow outfit and singing fake cow songs.
No, never again. Not since that one time when I had that guy's head up my ass. A guy I went to college with had a cow outfit, complete with udders, that he wore on occasion.
Hmm.
Yeah. People were into that. It was college.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
All right then.
Huh. Cow tipping. You really do think people have gone out and tried it?
I totally think people go out and try it. Because they hear about it and then they drink a lot.
I think this question is for me, personally, from Blood Sparrow.
Whoa! Ooh. Do I detect a little romance in the air?
Well, we are both fond of Fallout. Although I think she's much more fond of it than I am.
Yeah, think? Yeah, for those of you who haven't checked it out, go to the blog and you can see Blood Sparrow's Flickr page. She made everything. Oh yeah. My God. She basically created the Fallout game in real life. It's kind of freaky.
And to be perfectly honest about my part, in that I haven't even technically played it myself.
Yeah, yeah. So
watched it, been played.
Whereas she's lived it.
She's lived it.
Damn it.
All right.
It's pretty freaky in a very awesome kind of way. Okay.
Actually, you can probably help answer some of this question.
All right. We'll give it a shot here.
It's actually a request. Please tell us more about Hillbilly Magic.
Oh. Well. Did you ever see the movie Deliverance?
No, don't do that. Don't. Come on. Come on now.
There was no way we were going to get out of this without a Deliverance reference.
All right. First of all, I need to come clean about a few things, I think.
Don't you think? Oh, I don't know. You know how I disapprove of the truth.
Okay, first of all, I mean, everybody already knows that I was born and raised in Iowa. I'm not actually from the hills myself.
Yeah, Iowa doesn't really have hills.
And I mean,
except the ones that Dar Williams likes.
I'm quite proud of being from Iowa. And the truth is, when I visit... when I visit the hills in Appalachian Hills in the east and whatever, people can tell that I'm not from there. And I can tell I'm not from there.
Pretty much any time you're any place, people can tell you're not from there. Including your own house.
Okay, my own house. But you know, when I'm in Iowa, people can tell I'm an Iowan. I mean, that's what I am, and that's what I'm about, and I'm very proud of it. Now, the hillbilly stuff is about my ancestors who... My grandfather was from East Tennessee. He lived in the hills. My great grandparents,
Wait, let me see this.
What am I trying to say here? My grandmother's parents were from the hills in southeastern Ohio, and my other grandmother's parents were from Virginia. So that's where the hillbilly thing kind of comes from. And,
she didn't ask about your family.
I know,
wants to know about the magic.
I don't feel like I can adequately talk about this without people understanding, you know, where I'm coming from and all this.
That's deep. Boring, but deep.
We were kind of
deeply boring. Sorry, what?
Even though I was born and raised in Iowa, and I'm a Iowan, you know, the hillbilly stuff sort of did come to us, and the one piece of hillbilly magic that is for real from my family is my great-grandfather on my father's side was a dowser. He used a forked stick to find water. Now,
I've never seen it done that. I've seen it done with the pieces of metal.
Yeah, well, he
the
used
metal things that you when they used, cross, you know.
Yeah, he used a forked stick, you know, like a slingshot stick, like kids.
Yeah,
used to make slingshots.
How do you do it that way, though?
Okay, well, so it's a Y shape, right?
Yeah.
Now, people say that you use a certain kind of wood, but the only person that I was able to get any information about this on is, you know, my father, because my great grandfather is deceased and his father's died. So Dad only remembers that. He would just go get a stick. He didn't know if he had a preference to a particular kind of wood. Although most people say there is a preference to certain types of wood. And you grip the Y parts of the
yeah,
Y.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you hold it up kind of under your chin. You know, some people you see will hold it with their thumbs over the top of the Y stick. And some their thumbs are under. My great-grandfather, his thumbs were under. And he would just walk on a piece of land, and he would feel the stick be kind of pulled. The end of it would be pulled toward the ground. Now, you're supposed to be able to find lots of things using this method, not just water. In fact, my grandfather...
Bourbon, ginger ale.
Minerals,
cooking
for example.
Oil. Aventurine.
My research indicates that... He probably learned this not probably from a relative, probably from someone living in Butcher's Valley in Tennessee that he grew up in. But ultimately, the people in that area, it probably came to them through Cornish or Welsh immigrants who were moving into that area.
So you can use it to find a lot of coal and sheep, is what you're saying?
Coal. Minerals of various kinds. I think Cornwall was doing it first, and then the Welsh caught on to it. But he only did it for water, as far as I know. And according to my father, he could tell you how deep the water was. If there was a flow to it, he could tell you which direction it was flowing, and he could tell you how hard or soft it was before you took shovel to ground.
And some say that though this was his avocation, it also helped a lot in his career as a gynecologist.
Yeah, funny. But he's reputed to have found a lot of the working wells in Marion County.
Mm.
We had a neighbor who thought it was hogwash, and he drilled for a well, couldn't find one. He finally broke down and asked my great-grandfather to find him one, and he found him one right on the first try and made a believer out of it. So
supposedly my paternal grandmother was a water witch.
Well, there you go.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, it's the same thing.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I think they called it witching is what it was actually called.
Okay. So that's the only piece of hillbilly magic that you know.
Well, that's the only piece of hillbilly magic that really has anything to do with me or my family.
Okay, then why are you wearing the dead mouse around your neck? Is that just fashion?
And both of my grandmothers are actually deceased, so I don't really have a grandmother making me these talismans.
Jesus.
But there is something...
Why are you going to ruin all the secrets?
But there is something called, or that's often called... Appalachian granny magic or whatever, that's supposed to be a magical tradition based in Appalachia. And there's also hex magic, which comes from, I don't know, you could say the Pennsylvania Dutch people. And those kind of have been combined over the years because the Germans and the English were all kind of living together in the Blue Ridge Mountain area and sharing a lot of that information. So you can find a lot of information about it online, actually, if you're really curious.
Granny magic, because it sounds like that's the primary ingredient. So mix half a granny with...
It's what they call it. I don't know if it's because mostly, women practiced it, and then, usually in a little town or village, they'd go to this old woman who would do all this stuff for them. I don't know.
It was a specific magical discipline that would only work on grannies. You better be nice to me or I'll make your grandma's foot sore.
The truth is, my ancestors were mostly, pietists. They were Methodists or Mennonites or whatever, so...
I find that incredibly easy to believe.
Yeah, magic would not have been part of their world.
Corn would have.
Yeah. And in fact, they might have even objected to certain so-called magical practices.
And because it could lead to dancing. So there you have it, Blood Sparrow. All your dreams of hillbilly magic shattered by this one fucker with a dead mouse around his neck.
So the truth is, I do know
I'm very sweary tonight.
I do know a little bit about it based on, the fact that indeed I am related to hillbillies and I've done a little research on it. But the truth is,
he doesn't know the fun parts. He just knows sad parts.
The fact is, I'm mostly yucking it up. There's a lot of herbalism involved, but also a lot of things like charms and, you carry this thing with you and it'll give you good luck. And, there are grimoires that you can find and read related to these things if you're really interested, or if you were just looking for some humorous conversation, then I'm sorry I disappointed you.
Remember, kids, write your letters to themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. And remember also, it's all William's fault.
Yes.
I'm just here to occasionally interject a horribly sexist joke.
So what I'm wondering from all this is, this is something that's really out there, and, people, and I'm related to some of these people and whatnot. Is it okay for me to kind of spoof on it? Or am I being insensitive? Is it okay because of my relation, or is my relation actually too far away for it to be okay?
My gut is that your relation is too far away. But it's sort of open season on hillbillies. There's some of the last people out there that you can't. Hillbillies and the Amish. Because, by and large, they're not going to find out. So, you know, so go nuts.
Right, but...
No, I don't think you're close enough. I think it's like me making jokes about anybody who's not a boring white guy, which is to say most of the jokes I make.
Okay.
Speaking of which...
I should probably do some kind of penance or something.
On, there's sirens out there. They're coming for you. Is that your ride?
No.
Speaking of which, an old friend from college on Facebook, who I presume is a runner now, posted a question and said, what is the biggest hardcore race that you, in your dreams, you would actually do? And there were like 46 responses with various marathons and things. And I just sat there and thought, oh my God, that is the most amazing straight line ever. And I was so tempted to just put a little commentary and just be like, Asians or something like that, and then leave it. But I'm like,
oh my God.
I will make so many enemies if I do it.
What is wrong with you?
Come on, you cannot hand me a line like that. I'm like, what is the most hardcore race that you would do if you could? I'm like, oh my God, there's so many options here. But I didn't do it because I'm a bigger man than that.
Now I wish I knew more about hillbilly magic.
We all do, William. Because really...
Because it seemed like she was calling me out with this, like, I'd just be making stuff up, but it's not fair because there is something kind of out there that is
I think she found it entertaining and wanted you to continue the process instead of crushing her dreams.
But, you see what I'm saying? It's like I've been claiming to be Catholic all this time and someone asks, you know, about Catholicism, and so I have two choices. I can either keep sort of making fun of it.
Yes.
Which I was...
Is awesome!
No, that's not awesome. And I was kind of skirting the edge of it. Or I can say, okay, look, I can't just keep ripping on this thing. Like, you know, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, see, this is why the children run screaming from you.
I mean, you know, to sort of nip at the edges is fun and whatever, but when someone wants you to dive head first and really, really, I don't know, make fun of something that, I don't know.
So, in other words, to answer your question, if William had to choose, he would have his head up his own ass. Ah! See what I did there?
No.
Oh. No, you should have made more fun. But you're worried about our hillbilly listenership, and I can respect that.
No, that's not it.
Sons of the soil.
I'm really not the kind of person. I'm really not the kind of person who is into humor that makes fun of people. I mean, I can tease a little bit, you know. I can whatever, but if you ask me to really commit to throwing some group under a bus, I can't do it.
What about child murderers?
What about child murderers? What could possibly
be funny? Can you
really
commit to throwing them under the bus?
What could be funny about... You mean literally throwing them under a bus?
Two child murderers walk into a bar. The third one ducked.
Okay. Yeah, I see, not funny.
Because you wanted all three of them to...
No, or whatever. It's just, you know... People.
People suck.
Well, I like people. And you know, it's easy. It's actually not that difficult to be funny without making fun of people.
Eh.
Sure you can.
I'm not questioning that you can.
Because here's another thing. Until she asked this question, I was mostly kind of making fun of myself, in a way. But this would have required me to really start making fun of a whole group of people, from what I can tell. Or at least I couldn't think of any way of doing it without making fun of them. I don't want to make fun of them.
See, and you haven't tried it, though. If you find that you can find a group of individuals, or even just individuals, and just really make them cry with your jokes, it's remarkably entertaining.
Make them cry because they're hurt and
yes,
sad?
Yes, yes.
No, 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 that sounds terrible.
You cause them tremendous pain with your humor, in air quotes. It's remarkably satisfying. I mean, it's the next best thing to just punching them in the face.
And punching them in the face, that's fun.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't
understand.
You are
awesome.
Not. Don't make it sound
awesome.
Like you're in any way a violent person because
it's
you're
like
not.
Heroin. No, but that's because I'm lazy.
You're just making it happen.
It's because I'm lazy.
It's because you're making things
and
happen.
And this is a
you
much
easier way. You don't
want to
make anybody
way
cry either. Forget it.
To
just
make them cry.
Whatever. Just draw something new out of the hat.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Bloodsport. I'm sorry, everybody, for my lack of commitment to the discipline of comedy.
Making you all cry.
Because
you made them cry in a different way.
Everybody knows that modern American comedy is all about being racist and sexist and...
No, that's modern Hawaiian comedy.
Every ist you can be.
Modern Hawaiian comedy is all about racism. It really is. It's freaky. Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. My innate hat sense tells me this is an extremely old question. Should vegetarians eat chicken?
No. Jeez.
This comes from Sam, who apparently makes my wife laugh in the other room.
Man, I think people might even have heard that.
Yes. Oh, this reminds me of a funny joke, however.
Okay, tell the joke because the answer is no.
Okay, no, apparently. Force feed chicken to vegetarians. It's hilarious. So I have this tradition, and this is completely unrelated to the fact that this is Sam. Absolutely, absolutely unrelated.
Do you even know who Sam is?
No. Okay. And that's why I say this is completely unrelated. I have a tradition that I have kept up because of my father. Wherein, when you're at like a restaurant or something, or ordering food, and they want a name so they can call it out when it's ready, I tell them my name is Sam. I do this because my father always did this. My father always did this out of some weird sort of identity theft paranoia that I've never been entirely sure on. He didn't want them to have his real name. I don't know why he did this. But anyway, so I do this as just sort of a memory to my not at all dead father, who I talk to regularly, but, you know, out of memory. You should be laughing somewhere in here.
Are you done telling the joke?
No.
Okay.
So, we're at Papa Murphy's the other day, get pizza.
Oh, sorry.
No, too soon.
Sorry. Just point it to me or something. When
yeah, we're at Papa Murphy's.
They won't know.
It's not necessarily funny, haha.
Oh.
We're at Papa Murphy's, and they ask me for a name, and I say Sam, and he looks at me, and his eyes kind of flick down for a second, and then he goes, okay, and he writes it down, and it's not until I'm walking away that I realize I'm still wearing my ID badge hung prominently around my neck from work, the ID badge that says my actual name on it with my photo.
Which raises the question, why did he even ask you?
I suppose it does.
Yeah, it really does. Your name?
But it's a good thing he did, because apparently that wasn't my name. See? Because my name was Sam.
Well, I had a friend who used to make up a new name every time. I mean,
I'm always afraid, though, that then they won't take my visa. Like, well, this isn't in your name.
Well, but this was back in the day when people weren't really
paid with money.
Oh, yeah, cash and checks.
I don't even understand
that.
Well,
cash. We'd go somewhere to eat, and, if you know, he was paying cash, and back in those days, that's what people did, and he would just, sometimes he'd give a ridiculous name just to hear them say it. I can't remember any of those ridiculous names, of course.
And then gives up.
That would be so much funnier if I could, but.
Really would. Or, here's a secret. A radio secret. You could make one up and pretend that you're remembering it from before. Like Xanthar Hodge. I actually didn't make that one up. That was a real one. I didn't. I went to high school with a guy named Huckleberry Hodge. Swear to God.
You are so making it up.
No, Huckleberry Hudge. We called him Huck.
And sure
he,
you did.
He took a lot of flack. We actually also called him Huckle some, but no, Huck. And he took a lot of flack for that. And he was a weird kid. Like, he hung out with me and my friends, and we were all kind of weird.
Was he weird? Do tell.
But
tell me more about this strange, weird person.
For graduation, for the rehearsal.
Here we go.
You were supposed to write down how you wanted your name said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he decided to be a jerk, and he wrote down Xanthar Hodge. And the guy who was reading it for rehearsal didn't know him or anything, so he just read it. So they're going, "Hey, Gilbert, it's her, Xanthar Hodge." And he walked up there, and we all cracked up. And then after he sat back down, like, the vice principal just came over and had a little word with him. And by the graduation, it was set to either Huck or Huckleberry, I don't remember. But, yeah.
Hmm.
It's a true story.
It's charming.
It is. His name was Huckleberry Hodge, which I always thought was funny because I thought it sounded an awful lot like Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah.
And so I'd say, "Huckleberry Hodge!" And then he'd be sad. And he'd cry, and I would feel so wonderful.
I'm not feeling very good about myself right now.
I got that sense, and that I'm basking in the glow of your shame.
Can we draw something else, or are we out of time?
No, I don't think we can draw something else.
Well, thank you, useless trivia man. You know, I do thank you, useless trivia man, even though I didn't like your thing. Azure Talon, Sam, and I apologize to Blood Sparrow, but thank you all for.
What about Sam? You should apologize to Sam. We hardly touched Sam's question.
We answered the question. Should vegetarians eat chicken? Well, of course not. No. No, why would a vegetarian eat chicken?
No, I think the question is, could... The answer is no. No. I'd see that the thing
should.
What I'm saying is, I don't think you're thinking about this right. By definition, they couldn't, because then they would no longer be vegetarian. Once it touched their lips, you know, the magic is gone. But should they? Perhaps what is lacking in... The reason why vegetarians tend to be so... William-esque, as we say, maybe a lack of chicken. I'm not saying that's true. I'm saying I think that is what the question addresses here.
You're saying the question really is asking, would vegetarians be better off
if
they sucked it up and just ate some chicken already?
Should they? Not would they, could they, do they. Should they? Is it the right?
No.
For, well... I can see you're just not even willing to open your mind on this one.
That's right. I'm not. Of course I'm not. It's not like I've always been a vegetarian.
Narrow-minded...
I decided to be a vegetarian in my adult life.
Narrow-minded fascist.
And I persist in it for very specific reasons.
He faints at the sight of meat. Been a rough night, huh?
I guess. I don't know what the problem is with me. It's just not good tonight for some reason. I just don't understand why.
Oh, we've made William sad, people. I blame you guys, the listeners.
Nobody made me sad. I'm just, I don't know, just a little off for some reason. Can't figure out why. It's been like that all day, to be honest. I don't know if I'm coming down.
You mean all
with
the podcasts you've recorded today have been off?
No, everything I'm trying to do is not working out very, very well today. You know what that's like. You just have a whole
day
like
that. What are you
trying
to say?
I'm trying to say...
That I know what that's like? That I have days where I'm off? That I'm not always on?
Yes.
You're lying.
Well, who is?
I've never heard of that.
Everybody has their off days. I'm having one right now.
I have never heard of anybody having an off day. Till now. You're the only person you're the only imperfect person I know. Yeah, and on Monday I thought I was sick. And I went to bed and I woke up and I was fine. So,
glad to hear that.
I've had a little bit of stomach issues this week. But then last night I had 3 beers and some bacon cheese fries and some Thai chili.
3 beers. That sounds like a lot.
Chicken wings. For me it is because of my meds.
What?
Yeah. You're, 3 beers for a normal person.
You're drinking
is not
3
very
beers
much.
And taking medication that's probably not good to be taking with alcohol?
No, pretty much basically each drink is like 3 drinks for me, so it works out good. Yeah.
Are you Okay.
If I have
you're going to do what you're going to do.
A beer and a glass of wine with a, no, not and, sorry, or a beer or a glass of wine with a meal, I'm even confident driving.
What?
If, yes. If I have more than one, no matter whether I'm eating or not, I won't ever drive.
Okay, well.
Well, see, you're saying what?
Meanwhile, I guarantee our listeners
are like, you're such a wussy guy.
Let's not even get into drinking and driving, but let's get into this whole, you're taking meds and drinking a lot of alcohol. See, that's the thing that's concerning me most right now. Although, drinking and driving is bad.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't ever, yeah.
Very bad. But
dude,
but I
guarantee you, one is way under the limit.
I'm worried about more about the whole taking medication and drinking thing and how bad that might be for you. And
I've been on Paxil for years, and I.
Okay, but I just don't want things happen, and I don't want
things to happen to you. Keep track. I mean, I pay attention to how I'm feeling.
Okay.
I don't drink like I did beforehand because basically, it has a stronger impact on me now. There's a lot of people listening right now who are like, three beers? That's like nothing. And back in the day, that was true. I mean, I've always been kind of a lightweight, but even then, three beers is not that much.
Okay,
but nowadays, that's pretty heavy duty for me. So.
Just be careful, please.
And it was over 4 hours with a lot of food. But the point is, I ate all of that crap and drank the beer. And my stomach was fine today.
Hmm.
Well, and I had two funnel cakes.
Well, where did you have funnel cakes?
They have funnel cakes at Two Dogs!
They do. Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me that.
But then that's the thing, because, like, first you're like, why the hell does a bar and grill have funnel cakes? And then you're like, dude, why does not every place that has a deep fryer not have funnel cakes?
I will never eat a funnel cake again.
Why?
I worked at Adventureland Park. I made funnel cakes.
Yeah.
And it was...
That's the same reason I will never eat a farming newspaper again.
Okay, well, see, look, I could tell you some horrible stories about that. But I won't, because we don't have time.
What did you do to the funnel cake?
What did the funnel cake do to me?
We
don't have time for it. Maybe someone can send it to the hat, and I'll be forced to talk about it.
Email the hat, people. The hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, go to our website, themagicaltalkinghat.com, and see any fun little tidbits we threw at. What am I supposed to put up there today?
You were going to put a link to the restaurant.
Oh,
the
Two Dogs, yes. And
which isn't going to mean anything to anybody, but
there are people who live here.
Okay.
most of them were there with me last night, so
maybe they'll see it and say, "Hey, I could start a restaurant like that in my town."
Dagnabbit.
I'll call it Three Dogs.
Yes. Just keep adding dogs.
Yep.
But anyway, so check out the blog. Stuff there. You can comment there. Blood Sparrow, Mark, other people talk there a lot. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and never mind this whole hour, by
Please
the way.
Please disregard the last.
That's, he says it. I'm saying it, too.
All right.
Sorry. Apologies.
Thanks. We'll see you next week. William, what? Would you rather?
Please disregard the previous hour of useless audio. This has been a production of the Magical Talking Hat Podcast. If you would like to contact us, and I don't know why you would, please do so at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. All music is provided courtesy of Jay Underberg. More of his PodSafe audio can be found at podsafeaudio.com/J_Underberg. Thank you.